Okay, Tov. Moadim l'simcha. Today's daf is daf Nun Zayin b'Metzia. As we learned for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael and Asur Matzar v'Shivya, we're up to the seventh line on the page. Ravami. No, Rav Yonah rather. The seventh line, the next line. Rav Yonah. Rav Yonah Markeishes. Rav Yonah Markeishes. What are we talking about? The Mishnah had said that there is no onah. There's no fraud on avodim shtaros, karkos, and ekdeshos. There's no fraud there. Now the question we raised at the top of this page was, okay, does that mean that only if it's off by a sixth, that doesn't have to be repaid? But if it's more than a sixth, if you're cheated by more than a sixth, let's say you bought something that was worth 100, you paid 125, which we say bittul mekach, it's more than a sixth, and the whole deal is off. So what about hekdesh and karka? Is the Mishnah says ein lehem onah? So what does that mean? Doesn't mean when it comes to a sixth, if it was only cheated by a sixth, then it's not that money doesn't go back. But if it was more than a sixth, then it does apply, even by hekdesh and karka. That was the discussion here. So Rav Yonah said, Rav Yonah referred to the case of hekdesh. Rav Yirmiyahu referred to the case of karka. The Tavai Mishpat Rav Yochanan, they both said it in the name of Rav Yochanan. What did they say? Well, they both said the name of Rav Yochanan. Mishpat Rav Yochanan Amru. Oh no, ein lem b'tumek v'yesh lem. Not like we said yesterday, the Psak Halacha is of the Rambam at least, and possibly Tosafos too, that there's no b'tumek v'yesh. In other words, there's no no meaning there's no cheating when it comes to hekdesh or karka, whatever the price is, there's no cheating at all. That's not what we're saying here. They're both saying that that only when it comes to a sixth, if the cheating is off by a sixth, less than a sixth from Mokel, if it's a sixth, nothing happens, just leave it. And if it's more than a sixth, then there would be betel, but there would be metal. The deal would be off. Rav Yonah is going on karka, on hekdesh rather, is going on karka. And they both said in the name of Yochanan that there's no onah, a sixth, the rule of a sixth doesn't apply. But if the cheating is more, if the fraud is by more than a sixth, then it does apply. So, but one said referring to hekdesh, that's Rav Yonah. Rav Yirmiyahu said going on karka, mandam hekdesh, one says on hekdesh, koshkin a karka. On hekdesh, who's being cheated? You're not cheating any person. God knows what you can't cheat Hegdish, right? You can't cheat Hegdish because God knows what's going on. There's no cheating there. So the one who says that even on Hegdish, there is no that bittul mekach applies there too. If the fraud is by more than a sixth, certainly on Karka, where there's a person being cheated, there's an individual, a commoner being cheated. So the one who says it's going on Hegdish says that what? That there is bittul mekach. Even by Hegdesh, certainly on Karka. Mandamar Karka, the one who said, though, in the name of Rav Yochanan, right? Rav Yonah said it's going on Hegdesh, and Rav Yirmiyahu said it's going on Karka. Rav Yirmiyahu said it's going on Karka, that by Karka, there is cheating by more than a sixth, right? Then Avala Hegdesh low. Maybe by Karka there is, because you're cheating a person, but on Hegdesh not. So we have a machlokas between Rav Yirmiyahu and Rav Yonah, what Rav Yochanan said, but they both maintain that not like the Peshat in our Mishnah is, that there is no fraud at all when it comes to Hegdesh or Karka. There is fraud if it's more than a sixth. One said only on Karka, but on Hegdesh he agrees there's no cheating there at all. In other words, whatever you cheated, it's not cheating. And the other one's going Hegdesh and Karka, right? Aval Hegdesh lo, Kiddush Shmuel. Why is there no Hegdesh? Why is there no cheating when it comes to Hegdesh? Like Shmuel says, Damar Shmuel, Hegdesh Shavamana. Let's say you gave something to Bedek HaBayis, it was worth $100. Shechilah Shavaputa, and you were Machalit, you redeemed it for a penny or two. Mechulel, it's considered mechulel, even though you're not doing a nice thing. And we'll see there are at least Rabbana, you should make up the difference, but it's considered redeemed. In other words, if you had enough from that, you gave an item to the Beis HaMikdash, I don't know, a ladder worth $100. And now you redeemed it for a piece of wood that was worth a few pennies. So, and now you had enough from the ladder. That's not Moel anymore. You're not considered, it's not sacrilege because the item was redeemed from Hegdesh. Okay. That's we have this machlokas. Again, la halacha could be different. Halacha could very well be, it seems from the Rambam, that both on Karka and Hegdesh, there's no fraud at all, no matter how much it is. But that's not what Rabbi Yochanan is saying here. Tanan also, we learn elsewhere in Me'ilah, brought down another place, Imoya Kodesh, Balmum, Yasal. Here's the deal. You can redeem something of Bedek HaBayis just by redeeming it, as we just said. Let's say, though, you had an animal. You have an animal of Hegdesh, and you say, Harezu Tmurasu, I want to, this is animal A. I'd like to be, I have a nicer one. I want B to take the place of A. What's the deal? They're both Kadosh, right? That's Tmur. You're not supposed to. The Pasuk says, They're both hekdesh, right? You can't, if I say I want this to exchange for that one, I'm going to B to place the place of A, they're both hekdesh. You can't do that. Okay. Let's say I want B to be mechula. I want animal A is hekdesh, and I want it to be redeemed on B. I want it to be redeemed, like I'm redeeming it like for money or whatever, like bedek habayis, but it's an animal that's supposed to be that's kashim is bath that you're bringing as a carbon. You're bringing it as a carbon. So you can't do that. It doesn't work. The only time it works is if the carbon, the animal, has a mum. Then you could redeem it for money. That's what we say. You wait till it gets a mum and then you redeem it. If it doesn't have a mum, you can't redeem it. Oh, and not if it's for kashim mizbeach. Not if it's a short kesef or ace that's supposed to be brought as a carbon. You can only redeem it if it's bedek habayis. You could redeem it for money if it's bedek habayis. If it's just something that belongs to Hegdish. But if it's a kashim mizbeach, that it's an animal that's going to be brought as a mizbeach, you could only redeem it if it has a mum. Now, Tanan, awesome. Let's say you said I'm redeeming B animal A for B. I'm redeeming it for B. In other words, I want B to take its place. If I just say take its place, then they're both kaddish. But if I say I'm redeeming it. Doesn't work at all unless A has a mum. So he says, awesome. If animal A that was already a kaddish had a mum, then yatzal lechulin. Then the redeeming works. So A goes to chulin and B becomes takes its place. But tzarach lo lasos damim. What does that mean? But you have to make up the difference. If B was worth a lot less than A, you should make up the difference. So Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says yatzal lechulin dvar Torah. It goes to chulin dvar Torah. But tzarach lasos damim. In other words, animal A was worth $100, and you redeemed it for animal B. Animal A had a mum, but and you redeemed it for animal B, a smaller animal. Let's say the first one was a parah, and a shor, an ox, and you redeemed it for a calf or for a smaller animal, right? Or a kefes or a's or a sheep, a lamb or a goat or whatever. It was worth a lot less, so it works. But midrabanan, you should make up the difference to Hegdish. Rish Lakish amar aftzor chlasos l'daminator. No, minatora. It's midaraisa, you have to make up the difference. You can't cheat. Now we're here, we're talking about cheating Hegdish, right? So that's the fraud that we're talking about. Oh no. But my skin, what's the case? Elaima, if the amount that you cheated Hegdish, the amount that you're giving less Hegdish now, is just the amount of oh no, 1/6. Mm-hmm. Why would you have to make Torah? You have to make up the difference. Our Mishnah just said, we just had this Mishnah. Right? We just had that Mishnah. So those things, there is no emunah there. So what if you're talking about 1/6? How can Rish Lakish say, well, if you cheated Hegdish, you should make up the difference if it was 1/6? What do you mean? There is no 1/6 rule there. There's no no. Ela must be where the cheating was not a sixth, it was more than a sixth. And what did Rabbi Yochanan say? We said it before. Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Yonah, and Rav Yirmiyah both said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. That if it's more than a sixth, there is cheating, even by Hegdish or by Karka, right? Elamai, we speak about Ela Bitlmek, we're talking about Bitlmek, meaning where it was more than a sixth. And that's what we're dealing over here. So Bahalimer, and that's why Rav Shlakesh says, okay, the deal is off. You cheated Hegdish by more than a sixth, the deal is off. You have to make Minatori, you have to make up the difference. You can't cheat Hegdish. Ela Bitlmek. So Bahalim Rav Yochanan Sarach Lasad Midvayim. So Rav Yochanan say that it's only Midrabanan that you have to make up the difference. Bummer of Yonah, according to Rav Yonah, right? Rav Yonah said it on Hegdish. Rav Yirmiyah said it on Karka, but maybe not on Hegdish. But according to Rav Yonah said that Rav Yochanan said that when it comes to Hegdish, if it's more than a sixth, it's Bitl Mekach. That means that Rav Yonah said, according to Rav Yonah, how could Rav Yochanan say, Rav Yonah, you only have to make up the difference, Midrabanan? According to Rav Yonah's interpretation of Rav Yochanan, even Rabbi Yochanan says that if it's bittul mekach by hekdesh, meaning if you cheated hekdesh by more than a sixth, the whole deal is off. Midaraisa, bittul mekach. So that's the kasha. How would this work? So if Rabbi Yochanan said is if the Rabbi Yonah is correct in what he said in Rabbi Yochanan, we have a problem. How could Rabbi Yochanan say over here that the bittul mekach that if you exchange it right, you exchange yasachula, and if you exchange B for A was kadosh and had a mum. And you exchange B for A, meaning you said I'm a halal A on B. It works, but you should make up the difference of Rabbanan. What do you mean it works? If the cheating was by more than a sixth, it shouldn't work at all unless you make up the difference. It's midaraisa, you have to make up the difference. So the Gemara's answer is no. La'olam b'bitul mekach. Yeah, we are talking about where it was cheating by more than a sixth. We're going to switch around Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish Hashita, meaning Rabbi Yochanan says that you have to make up the difference of midaraisa. because it's only kasha according to Rav Yonah. According to Rav Yirmiyah's interpretation of Rav Yochanan, we said at the top of the page, Rav Yirmiyah said that Rav Yochanan said it on karka. On karka, there is cheating. With karka, Reuben and Shimon had a transaction of karka, and one cheated the other by more than a sixth, then Rav Yochanan says the deal is off. On karka, there is bittul mekra, but not on hegdish. So that's what Rav Yirmiyah said. But according to Rav Yonah, that Rav Yochanan said as halacha even on hegdish, and certainly on karka. He said it even on Hegdish that more than a sixth is bittul mekach. So according to him, the only way out of this is to say that Rabbi Yochanan goes with the sheet that Midah Raisa, since it's bittul mekach, you have to make up the difference. According to Rish Lakish, it's only Rabbanan. What's the machlokas here? Again, we're talking about where you exchange, you said I want animal A of Hegdish, which has a mum now, three machala on B. And B is worth only $50, not $100. So the cheating is by more than a sixth, right? The cheating is by more than a sixth. So Rabbi Yochanan will say, well, bittul mekach, that's no good. You got to make up the difference. You can't cheat hekish by that. Midaraisa, that's how Rabbi Yonah is interpreting Rabbi Yochanan. And according to Reish Lakish, it's only drabanan. It's only drabanan. Midarabanan, you have to make up the difference, but you don't have to make the difference of the minatar. Maikim, what's the machlokas? But Shmuel. Shmuel's alach that we mentioned before. Domer Shmuel, hekish shava mana. Hektish was worth $100, shechil al shava puta, that your machal even from, you said before, if you have a ladder, let's say it costs $100, and you exchange it for a piece of wood, which is worth a puta, mechulal. Mar is later Shmuel, one holds a Shmuel, maybe that would be Rish Lakish. He holds a Shmuel, it's really mechulal, meter up on it, you should make up the difference. Mar less later Shmuel, but Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold the Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan says, min ha-Torah, it's bittul mekach. That's one way. Or you buy seven kolayam, it's Shmuel, everybody holds a Shmuel's halach. The question is it lachatil or b'di'evet? What's the machlok? Shmuel says, if you did it, okay, b'di'evet, it's done. But the chachil, you shouldn't do it. That would be Rabbi Yochanan. And Rish Lakish will say, no, even the chachil, you could also do it because it's done. It's mukhalal even on a pruta. But the Rabbanan said, you should make up the difference. That would be Rish Lakish. According to the way we turned around Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish. Or I could tell you, no, don't turn it around. Read the mission the way we read it. The Yasal Chulim Dvar Torah, but the Rabbi Yochanan says Yasal Chulim Dvar Torah, but Tzach Lasadam Midbrayin. And Rish Lakish says no, even in Minat Torah. What's going on? And we're talking about the cheating was only a sixth when I exchanged animal A for animal B, right? The cheating animal A was worth $100, and let's say animal B was worth what does it come out to be? 83 and 83 and a third. The cheating was only a sixth exactly. So what's going on over here? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say it's only a rabbanan, you have to make it up? And Rish Lakish says, even a raisa, what's going on? How could you, if it's only there? No, we said, everybody says, our mishnah says, Eil Vom Shein Lamana, there's no one there. Karkan, Abarim, Shtaras, and Kadeshas. So there's no one, what's going on? Uber Rav Chista, Kamifagir, the machlokas between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is in Rav Chista's halacha. What does Rav Chista say? The Amr, my Eil Lamana, Eim Betorasanav. Rav Chista says, when our mishnah says Eil Grom Shein Lamanoa, and it talks about Hegdish, it doesn't mean that you could cheat Hegdish by wherever you want, and there is no repercussions. It's Mukulal. He says, there's no Onoa. There's no rule of fraud there. What are the rules of fraud of Onoa? Less than a sixth, you're Mukul. A sixth, you got to return the difference, the sixth. More than a sixth, the whole deal's off. There's no Onoa there at all. You can't even cheat Hegdish by a penny. That's what he means, Eim Lamanoa. Rav Chista says, there's no no at all. There's no no. You can't cheat Hegdish at all. That's what it means. Even less than that goes back. You can't machle at all. What is really bittul mekach? Mekach toes. Means it's a mistake. If I bought, I went to you and I said, what are you giving me in that box? You're selling me a shirt? Okay, fine. Turns out there's a pair of pants there. Well, it's a mekach toes. It's a mistake, right? The whole thing is a mistake when it comes to that's what Rav Chista learns. Oh, so therefore, Reish Lakish says, Da'oraisa, you got to give it back, right? If you cheated Hegdish by even a little bit, even a penny, you got to make up the difference. Menatora, he holds like Rav Chista. Ma'ilam Anah ain't Betharas Anah. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Rabbi Yochanan says, there is a din of Anah there. And what, except by Hegdish, it doesn't apply. Hegdish doesn't apply when it's exactly a sixth. When it's more than a sixth, maybe it does, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Again, not Lahalocha Lamaisa. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it's exactly a sixth, that's the rule of our Mishnah. Ein lehem. Oh, no, there's no rule of a sixth. More than a sixth, maybe yes. Okay, so what do you mean? That's what you mean. Rav Chisda says that there's no law there at all, meaning that you can't sheet hegdish even by a penny. Meisvei, ribis von nola hegdish. There's a rule of ribis, right? You can't take usury, right? That's going to be the next parak. It's all going to be about usury. You can't cheat. You can't take interest. There's ribis von nola when it comes to hegdish, cheating. Ain't ribis von nola hegdish. There's no rule of ribis von nola when it comes to hegdish. In other words, if you cheat, if hegdish took ribis, there's not a problem. Or ona, mashma, there's no rules of ona. Okay, but it's manje, there's no ribis von nola hegdish, meaning that you could cheat. There's no hegdish could take ribis and hegdish could take ona. Or if you take ribis from hegdish or ona from hegdish, there's no rules. There's no rules about that. Mashma, that it's not osir. Says who says that's a pshat that it's not osir? Mi olim asis, is this any better than the Mishnah do kim the v'toras ona? And we said that according to Rav Chisda means not that there's no rules of ona that you could cheat hegdish, just the opposite. You can't cheat hegdish even by a penny. The rules of ona of less than a sixth, the sixth and more than a sixth don't apply to hegdish. You can't even cheat hegdish at all. Achnami ribis for din ona lehegdish. They ribis for din ona lehegdish. So that's the machlokas there. So we have different ways to interpret what's the rule by hegdish. Is there ona or not? According to Rav Chisda, you can't cheat even by a penny. According to the Pashup Pshat in our Mishnah, that's the halacha that. No, there's no rules of ona. If Hegdish took a lot of money, or you cheated Hegdish, or Hegdish cheated you, there's no rules of ona there at all. Wait a minute. If you say ain ribis v'din ona lehegdish, that's what you mean. The sefer there says zechomer behegdish. This is a stringency that a commoner has over Hegdish. What's the stringency? That there is a rule of ona here. Right, there's a rule of ona when it comes to cheating other people, but a hegdish not. What do you mean? There's more hegdish. Why is there cheating? Why is there? According to what you're saying now, the rules of hegdish of ona are more stringent because you can't even cheat hegdish by a penny, not by a sixth, even by a penny. Not. The answer is that's going on ribis. On ribis, the rules of hegdish are more stringent than that of hegdish. Why? Because by ribis, we say that you can't take usury at all. When I lend you $100, I can't demand back $101 or $102. But when it, right, that's the rules of hegdish. When it comes to hegdish, there is no rules of hegdish. It's going on ribis, not by ona. When you say it's on chomer behegdish, that's the chomer, not on ona, because it's on ribis. Why? Because by ona, the rules of hegdish are more stringent. So listening now, me zeh chomer behegdish behegdish. So why don't you say also, this is a chomer that hegdish has overhead. What's the chomer that hegdish overhead? Hegdish, you could cheat up to a sixth is mocho. A sixth, the money goes back, right? And if it's more than a sixth, the deal's off. When it comes to hegdish, you can't even cheat it by a penny. That's a chomer that hegdish has over hegdish. Oh no, that's going on. Meaning, when it comes to ribis, the rules of commoner are more stringent than that of hegdish. Hegdish is no ribis. By commoners, there is a rule of hegdish. There is a rule of ribis. When it comes to hegdish, the rules of hegdish are more chomer because you can't even cheat hegdish by a penny. How could you say that? Where do you have a chomer of hegdish over hegdish? And our Gemara reads Vasulo. This is the only case. Where do you have a case of the hegdish that's more chomer than hegdish? Ribis. That's an example of a chomer of hegdish over hegdish. Tosus and Bach and Tosus takes out Vasulo because there are other cases in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, for example, a hegdish has a rule of Tashlumi Kefel. And Abra Bachamisha and Hashem Mechidim has to swear, etc. And Hegdish doesn't. Okay, so there are others too, but there are very few cases where Hegyot is more Chomerdik than Hegyot. So this Hachyash Bishlam is that Chomer Hegyot Hegdish. You want to say that, right? Because, rules of Hegyot that you want to mention because there are very few cases that Hegyot has a Chomer over Hegdish. Right? El Hegdish, by Hegdish, Zeh Chomer Vesulo. What do you want to say? Oh, here's a Chomer that Hegdish has over Hegdish. Why? Hegdish, you can't even cheat by a penny. Whereas Hegdish, you can cheat up to a sixth, right? Is that the only Chomer that Hegdish has over Hegdish? There's Me'ila, there's a million other halachas. Hegdish is holy stuff. There's all kinds of rules that apply to Hegdish don't apply to Chumra, Vesulo. So you can't say, here's a Chumra that Hegdish has over Hegdish. You know what the Chumra is? There's Ono, you can't even cheat by a penny. That's the only one. There's many other cases of that. So it's not proper to say, here's a Chumra that Hegdish has over Hegdish. Okay, so that's how we're interpreting Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Rav Chisda's opinion, that there's no din of Ono, you can't even cheat by a penny. But that's not the regular Pshat. The regular Pshat is by Hegdish, there is no rules of Ono. And not only don't you have to return a sixth, but even not according to Bilchem, according to others, even if it's more than a sixth, there's no rules of fraud when it comes to Hegdish. Ribis, the Hegdish, Hechidami. Now, why the Svara of Hegdish will explain why these other things don't apply. But when we talk about Ondah, you could, the Svara, but there's a Svara to it too, that Karka has no fixed value. And Hegdish also, you're not cheating anybody. And the Baruch Shalom knows what's going on. You're not cheating some person. So that's as far as why there is no cheating when it comes to Ono. But also, we said it's based on the Psukim, right? It's a the whole idea is huh? Well, the Yad is that, and Reach, and again, it has to be from another person, right? But you have to cheat a person. So it's based on a pasuk, but there's a svara there too. And we'll see the same thing when it comes to the other halachas in the Mishnah also that don't apply. That you see, we say Hegdish. We say that Avodim Shtaris Karka and Hegdish, there's no rules of Onah, and the other things also would be Psukim. But there's a svara to it over here too. When Rabbi Yochanan says, according to Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiyah, that there is Bittul Mekach, maybe there's no Onah, one sixth, but there is Bittul Mekach based on this svara that you're cheating somebody. Okay. Bittul Mekach means if it's more than a sixth, that the whole deal is off. Right.
Then the second animal.
It's not Kodesh. Correct. It's not Hegdish at all. Minatori was work. Right. That's right. Rashi said before, then you could exchange it. For example, a person says, if I say, right? If the animal, for example, let's say an animal did not have a mum, and I said, I'm exchanging this for that, doesn't work at all. That doesn't work at all because you can't do that. It's not that it doesn't work, but you have to make up the difference from the Torah. That's the point. That there is bittul mekach there if you cheated by more. But so that was the shaila. Was it only if it's more than a six or it's even by a six? You have to make up the difference. No, it's not bittul mekach exactly, but the idea is that you can't get away with, you can't get away with. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. You mentioned that when it comes to Hegdish, there's no rule of ribbis, right? How do you have ribbis when it comes to Hegdish anyway? What's the case? How do you have ribbis when it comes to Hegdish? He says, how can you have a case? Let's say the Gizbar of Hegdish lent $100 to somebody and he says, pay me back 120. I'm doing it all for the shul, for the Hegdish. I'm not doing it for my personal benefit. Doing it for the shul. That's not really Hegdish. Why? But on Mala Gizbar. When the Gizbar did that, he doesn't have permission to do that. And as soon as he was Moel, what the rule is? The $100 that he gave is Chulin because he was Moel b'Hegdish. And he himself owes the Beis HaMikdash. He has to bring a carbon and pay another fifth on top of that. But the money itself is Chulin. So it's not Ribbis of Hegdish, but on Mala Gizbar, but Kivin Shemala Gizbar. Yatsam also Chulin. It's not Chulin. Avla Hegdish. He owes the money, the Gizbar owes the money, but it's Hegdish. It's not. I'll tell you how you can have Ribbis. You're going, she kibble siltos of supplier. Here's what happened. A supplier agreed, and or normally when you supply produce to the Beis HaMikdash, kind of produce like wine and oil that they need for the korbanos. So you're normally when you supply somebody else, let's say okay, I'll give you 4 bushels to the dollar. Four bushels to the dollar. And then it got more expensive. But as he was supplying it to somebody else, not to Hegdish, and it's now 3 bushels to the dollar, it's more expensive. That's already like ribis. You shouldn't do that until there's a fixed price in the market. But for the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to. So let's say a supplier said to the Beis HaMikdash, I'll supply 4 bushels to the dollar, and then it's 3 bushels to the dollar. He still has to supply the four. You go and she kibble of the sabik me abra sure now they're worth now it's 3 bushels to the dollar, meaning the bushels instead of $25 a bushel is now 33 1/3 dollars a bushel. Can I tell you a couple of the sabik siltus me arba when it was 4 bushels to the dollar, but umdu vishalish, and now it's three. Mesapik me arba, he's got to give the four, right? Even though it's more expensive now, so he's losing out. too bad. When it comes to Hegdish, it's okay. When it comes to an individual, you can't do that. It's like Rebid. But for Beis Mishalatu, Mishalish for Amdim Arba, let's say he agreed at three, and now it's four bushels to the dollar. Mesapik Me Arba, right? He still has to give, right? He said, I'll give three bushels to the dollar, and now there's four bushels dollar. He has to give the four. He always has to give the four, whether it went down or went up in price. Hegdash al Yona. Hegdash has the upper hand. So you always have to be good with it. So where Hegdash is no ribbis there. Rapapa says on a different case. I'll show you it could be ribbis. Here we're talking about when they're building the base of Migdash. You know, let's say the base of Migdash, there's things that have to be built, wood and stone and things like that. So you give it to a craftsman. Well, the craftsman might sit on the wood if it's Kodesh, or might sit on the stone, or might shelter under it and get some pleasure from it. So he's going to have enough Migdash. So what they did was the raw materials were always in a state of chulin, meaning either the gizbar or whoever's in charge of the base of Migdash took it on consignment from a supplier, from a wood or stone supplier, and wasn't makdashit until it was actually put into the building. You understand? So he didn't take some product of Hegdish and give it to the craftsman to do. He gave it to them when it was still chulin. Either he took it on account from a supplier, or somebody donated the stone. Let's say some rich Jew from Los Angeles donated the stone. Right, donated the wood. So he donated, it wasn't Kodesh yet. Then they worked on it. So that's what he means over here. The Avnei Binyan is with the stones. They built it and they constructed and they did all the work, whether it was on the wood or the stone. And they did that while it was whole. And then they were makdashit. So there you could have an increase in value. You could say it was worth X amount when he gave it to him. It's worth more now. And we're not worried about ribbis. Whereas for an individual, that would be considered ribbis if it was between two commoners. So we said these four things the four things, karka, avadim shtaris karka, and nekdeshos, there is no ono there, we said, based on the pasuk and the svaras. And there are different opinions. There's no ono, but is there a bit of mekech that we had a machlokus about? And then we said there's no rule of tashlum kefil. Why? Why is it no kefil? Pasuk says when it comes to a shomer, it says, I'll call the bar pesha on anything that he was negligent. Klal, anything. That's the general thing. I'll show achamor, I'll say al-salma on these individual things, right? On the seb, remember, you're not sure why it said that, but the Gemara wasn't always sure, but it said, sure, achamor, send salma on any of these individual items, whether it's an animal or a piece of clothing, whatever. Prat, that's an individual thing. That's a specification. You have a generalization of specification. Then it's I'll call aveda asher yomar kuzev. And then it says v'nikra balabayis elokim. It says over there v'nikra balabayis elokim when it comes to the shomer chinam, which means the shvua. So okay, so on these things you make a shvua. Asher yomar kuzev chazav kol. So kol par kol. We have a kol par kol. The generalization, specification, generalization. Yet on kibbutz kol. If I'm a problem for shdavar metalta, something which is movable, would go for money, its intrinsic value. I've called up metalta, would go for moment. They say, so what are the rules of that a shomer chinam has to swear that he wasn't negligent on? He wasn't negligent only on something which is movable and has intrinsic value. Yatsa karka shem talpan, that excludes karka which is not movable. Yatsa vadam shiksa kars, avadam are compared to karka, so there's no, you don't make a shvua there. Yatsa shtaris, excluding shtaris, alpishim talpan, even though they're moving, they don't have no intrinsic values. We said they're only for proof, unless you're using the paper itself, the shtar, for a lid cover or using it for some purpose or it's got some value to it. Hekdeshes amarakra reyehu v'lo hekdesh. Only your neighbor or your associate, the other person there, your friend, v'lo shalekdesh not shalekdesh. So therefore, these things don't apply. The rule of making a shvua that a shomer chinam does only makes a shvua on something which is movable and has intrinsic value, excluding karka, avodim, shtaros, and Hegdish, because it says Reyehu below Shel Hegdish, only on your associate, your friend, your friend below Shel Hegdish. There's no Dal Behe there also. My time, Once there's no rule of kefil, you can't have a rule of of three or four. Obviously, the four or five is only on animals anyway. Doesn't apply to karka, shtaros, and avadim. It's only on the shore and set, not on anything else. Shemachinam and an issue. So he said a shemachim doesn't swear on it, right? Doesn't swear on it. So first, that right doesn't have to swear. There's no rule of kefil. You see, I mentioned before. I was saying before that. In the previous piece, I was talking about the Shemachim doesn't swear. I'm mistaken about that. Previous piece was talking about that he doesn't pay kefil. He says, I'll call the bar pesha, I'll show a chamor, I'll sell sama, I'll show a chamor, I'll sell sama, call the asherim akiuzeh. You're really talking about towing town as ganav, or if he himself is a ganav, yishalim shnayim l'reyu. That's the kefil we're talking about. In other words, the previous piece that we talked about, non immediately turn around, I'll call the bar pesha. There, the klal u'parol klal is going on the idea of that he has to pay kefil. It was torn down his ganav. If he claimed that it was stolen and it turned out he was the ganav, or if he actually stole it, he has to pay kefil, but not on these things. Kefil is only on a movable and intrinsic value and not on hegdish, because it says re'ehu below. It says pasuk says yishalom shnayim l're'ehu. Okay, you don't pay hegdish shnayim. Then tashlumi dal v'hei, there's no, because there's no kefil. And now we're talking about this piece, speaking about the piece we're up to now, speaking about Shemachinim doesn't swear. Menon Emili, how do you know Shemachinim doesn't swear? Because that first parsha is talking about Shemachinim. Ki yitein ish obreyehu. You give somebody else, another person. That's a general thing. You give them anything. Klal. Kesav okelim, that's individual thing. Prat. And then the sign says lishmor, to guard. Gun base ish, right? Chosav akal, lishmor, anything to wash. Klal parat akal yidon ken prat. It's got to be like the Pramah Prat Mefurish Devam Tatum. Again, the same idea that where does the Shemachinim swear? Now we're talking about the Shemachinim swearing, not the Kefil. The Shemachinim, where does he swear? Only if it's something movable and it has intrinsic value. I've called Devam Tatum Gufamam and Yatsu Karka. Again, excluding Karka, Shem Tatum, which is not movable. Yatsu Avaram Shukhar Karas, excluding slaves, Avaram Knanim, which are compared to Karka. Yatsu Shtaras, excluding Karka, Shafishim Tatum, even though they're movable and Gufamam, they have no intrinsic value. Hegdish, Hegdashus, why is Hegdash Amakra? Re'eu below Shel Hegdish. So again, the whole pasuk is talking about, the Shemachinim is talking about where does he have to swear? And it says, Minikav Bayis Elokim, it says there, Im lo shalach yad b'mleches re'ehu. We're not talking about the Yishalim Shnaim l're'ehu. That was the first pasuk that was quoted before, which is actually later on, and this is pasuk Ches. The other pasuk is Zion, Im lo shalach yad b'mleches re'ehu. That's the Re'eh we're talking about excluding Hegdish, that you don't have to swear there. No Sechach in a Mishalim. A Shomer Sechach doesn't have to pay. A Shomer Sechach normally pays on what? Ganev and Aveda. So it was Ganev and Aveda here, he doesn't pay. But I mean, how do we know? The Torah Banan. Again, the next Parsha is Ki Yitein Isha Re'ehu Chamor Oshor Osev Chol Behema Lishmor Umeis O Nishba O Nishba Ein Ro'eh Shvuas Hashem, he has to swear. Here he says, B'fevus, you have to swear. Moshe Yadav Lech Re'ehu Lech Abav Le'eshalem. I'm going to be going to have me, Yishalim has to pay. Says, again, this parasha starts with Hiten Shavayehu. That's the klal. Hiten Yishalayehu. Not the first pasuk of Hiten Yishalayehu, Kesav Kel Mishmor, which is Shemachinim, but the second parasha, pasuk test, Ki Hiten Yishalayehu, Chamor Oshor, they're talking about Shomer Socher. Here's a klal, Ki Hiten Yishalayehu, anything. Chamor Oshor, Oseh, Prat, that's the individual thing. Chol Behema, again, the klal, Lishmor. Chol Behema, Lishmor. Chol Behema, Lishmor. Chol Behema, Lishmor. Chol Behema, And again, the Shomer Socher only pays for Ganeva Aveda if it's a Dover Metatl Guf Mamet. I've called Dover Metatl Guf Mamet. Again, excluding Karka, Yatsu Karka, Shem Metatl, Yatsu Avarim, Shuchel Karka, excluding Avarim, which are compared to Karka, Yatsu Shtaris, excluding Shtar, Shafa Pisha Metatlin, even though they are Metatlin, Shtar, and Guf Mamet, there's no intrinsic value because it's only for Raya, unless, again, you're using it for a lid cover. Again, all these psukim, it says re'ehu. It says re'ehu when it comes to kefil. It says re'ehu when it comes to shemachinim. Because it says re'ehu when it comes to shemasachin. So shemasachin that we're talking about here is that he doesn't have to pay. Doesn't have to pay if it was lost or stolen. Says the Gemara now going on at the bottom, two lines from the bottom page. Shemachinim ein onishba v'raminu. What do you mean shemachinim doesn't have to swear? So remember, everybody used to pay the shekels and other, and they sent their money in from all over the world. They sent their money. Basically, let's say they sent the money, and it was stolen or lost. If the kohanim and the base mishnah are already taken, it's separated from the new funds for the karbanos, And now, so, and they're claiming now that it'll be the who sent the money, the shluchim said it was stolen from us or it was lost. Nishban, they swear, these shluchim swear ligazbarin to the treasure of Hegdish, right? If it was our, but why? The imlav nishban libnei ir. Why? Because if it was our, if they already nitruma truma, so that when they take the trumas for the money, they take on behalf of all the people, not only people whose money is here already, but even the money who's, even the people who sent the money and it's on the way, or they sent the money and it was lost or stolen, they're included too. They just have to swear that they weren't negligent, that it was only lost or stolen beyond their control, because they're apparently shamachinim. Imlav, and if what? If they hadn't yet been torn the trumas, and they're responsible to the people who sent the money. They came from whatever, from Salonika or wherever they sent their money in. They got a pair. They have to swear to the treasurers of the city who sent the money in. And then the people of the city have to send other money because it was lost or stolen. It wasn't yet the base of Mishra's responsibility. Nimsu, let's say the money that was lost was found, or if it was stolen, Shechzirim Haganav, they returned it. Then they're both shakal. They're both shakal. Either the new money that they sent into the replacement money and the original money is all shakalim hay. They know them bar. They don't count for. You can't say, oh, it's for the next year. We since we sent in double, you found the money that was lost and we sent in new money. It's all for that year. It doesn't count for the next year. But the point of what he hears is that the shemichim swears. These are the shemichim, and he swears even though it's hekdish. We're talking about here a hired shluchim that they are hired. Vinishbon I we just said if they're hired also they're not responsible for Ganav and Aved if this is kachim hegdish. The answer is they swear to get their paycheck, right? That's what they're swearing. They weren't negligent. See, Nishbaran was going. What do you mean they swear to the Gizbaran? They're getting paid for the Bnei Yair. Those are the people who hired them. They're in Salonika or Haifa, wherever they sent the money from. Nishbaran the Bnei Yair. It should be the Bnei Yair. You swear to the people that sent you, like the mayor or the whatever, the finance director in Salonika, whoever sent the money in the presence of the Gizbarn. So the Gizbarn should not think that there's collusion over here. Maybe collusion. You guys sent them. You say, the mayor will say, we sent the money in, and the Shulchan will say, we lost it. So they should be included in everybody else's money. So they shouldn't be suspected of collusion. Inami, or you say, they want to be called, they don't want to be called, negligent people, right? It says it was stolen or lost, right? He's chayv to pay for that. He's chayv if it's lost or stolen. Oh, you'll say, they don't have to pay. Why? Because it's hegdish, and they're part of, you say, on hegdish, as we just said, they're excluded from paying for Gnei Benav's hegdish, but a grayer me lives it, but they should lose their paycheck. You shouldn't have to pay them. And I mean, they're not responsible for the Ganav and Aveda because it's Hegdish, but they should lose their paycheck. Here was it's not a regular Ganav and Aveda. Here was beyond their control. It was an accident. It was stolen by armed robbers, or the ships from Salonika to Israel sunk, or whatever. It was something that was beyond their control, and therefore they should still be paid. He says, oh, it's
this
speaking
phone
about
charger you get.
they're still chayv. If they're chayv b'achrayas, meaning it's their responsibility, then there is onav. Vinishbon, oh no, it's not the issue over here. Rashi says that's probably extra. It wasn't, should have been vinishbon, but you swear on that. If remember, if Shimon said in the Mishnah, if it's something that they're chayv and achrayas, you do swear on that, even though it's hegdish. The Gemara says, Hotan, that's fine. Before they took the truma, so then there's a chrayas, Mishnitra truma. But if once the Gizbarna, the base of Midrash, took the shekels and used it already, and they gave it for those people too, so there's no more achrayas. So kachim shein acharek rasundinu. The Tanya torm nala avi val gavi val asilivas. When they take the truma from the new coins there, they take it on what's lost and what was collected on the way and what people are going to give. But so these people are not responsible anymore. Elam Rav Lezer, really, let's go back to the original idea. Not that these shluchim were shomer sacher, but they're really shomer chinam. They were shomer chinam. And really, we said, you don't have to swear. Shomer chinam doesn't swear. Shomer sacher doesn't have to pay, lost or stolen. But this shvuah, you know what the shvuah is? Shvuah is in Tekanos Chachamim, Shaloyeh Benar, Mazalzim Lekdeshos. It's a special Tekanos Chachamim. You're right, Minat Torah, there is no shvuah. But it's a special Tekanos Chachamim that people should not make a mistake and be Mazalzim and treat the Hekdeshos lightly. All right, we'll pick them here tomorrow. Mo'adim l'simcha to everybody. Hope.